Jehovah's Witnesses are known for proselytizing door-to-door and actively encouraging people to change their beliefs. But even that group sometimes loses its own. Tony Duchesne has written a novel based on his childhood as a Jehovah's Witness. It's rather irreverently called Confessions of a Teenage Jesus Jerk. But he told Steve Paulson he didn't write the book to criticize their religion so much as to start a conversation.
The writings of ex-Jehovah's Witnesses that I've read tended to be woe-is-me memoirs.
What do you mean, woe-is-me memoirs?
Like, sometimes people will blame, like, their whole existence on being a Jehovah's Witness, you know, where it was obvious there was other dysfunction in their family. So what I wanted to do was just really capture a slice of time and life of a teenager who doesn't even know he's in a belief system.
Let's talk about the main character in your book, your narrator, Gabe, who is a teenager who's obsessed with sex, obsessed with girls, but is terrified to act on his desires because the repercussions would be severe. Was this your experience?
Yeah. Yes, it was. But yeah, just the aching, you know, the pubescent desires and the aching, you know, all of a sudden you feel, you realize you're a sexual being, and inside the Jehovah's Witnesses, you're being told, don't touch that, and that's the double entendre, and, you know, don't go there because that can lead to fornication before marriage, and that could lead to you dying by God's hand at any moment when Armageddon comes. It's very conflicting when you're growing up. You know, it's conflicting anyway as a teenager to turn into a sexual being, but, you know, throw somebody into the world of Jehovah's Witnesses and it becomes a lot more complicated and, you know, more guilt.
So I take it you are no longer a Jehovah's Witness.
You think so?
Or maybe you are and you can just, you know, be an internal critic. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I left over 10 years ago and the belief system was really, really hard to shake. And I've been through a lot of therapy. It takes a while to just shake that little inner Jehovah.
you've mentioned this idea of Armageddon. What exactly is the belief there?
Armageddon is coming at any moment. If you're a Jehovah's Witness, you got a hand stamp into paradise. And if you're not a Jehovah's Witness, you better, you know, step up and just look at the Jehovah's Witnesses and go, you know what? You guys are right. I'm really sorry. And then you might have a chance. And 7 billion people will be, you know, killed.
So even if you're a Christian but not a Jehovah's Witness, you'll still be struck down by God.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses just like denounce every other religion. Every other religion is false religion. They are Christendom. They are the enemy.
Now, you have some very funny passages in your book as the Jehovah's Witnesses are driving around, say, a rich neighborhood looking for doors to knock on, and they talk about the houses they're passing and sort of kind of fantasize about actually living in those rich houses once Armageddon happens, because, of course, all those present owners will be gone.
Yes. There's a little passive aggressiveness because, like, maybe the door was slammed on them when, you know, they tried to offer the watchtower in a rich neighborhood. And they're like, wow, you know, cool. We can come and claim this house when Armageddon comes. You know, it's very funny because, you know, now the internet's opened up. So there's people who discuss such things, and Jehovah's Witnesses say, oh, that never happened, but I'm finding that, you know, that story is pretty much universal among the Jehovah's Witnesses, no matter where you were at.
That must have been pretty mortifying for you to go knocking on doors of total strangers trying to convert them.
Sometimes it was, and sometimes it wasn't. It was mortifying when I knew I was in a neighborhood where there was, like, girls or guys from my high school or from my, you know, junior high school. I mean, I was knocking on doors since I was like 4 years old with my father. And my father was adamant about me being with him every Saturday morning. So, yeah, so there was a lot of anxiety involved. And then, you know, there's also some fun parts to it, too. There's a lot of pretty girls who are Jehovah's Witnesses who go preaching, too. And, you know, if you can, like, sit next to them and, you know, just feel you can, like, actually touch their leg in the backseat of a car, you know, when you're that age, that's just bliss when you're in the Jehovah's Witnesses. So
this wasn't just a horrible childhood for you. I mean, there were good things about it, too.
No, and that's what I tried to bring out in the book. Because it's like, why do people stay in the Jehovah's Witnesses? And the truth is, because it's not all bad. There's the, you know, oozing sexuality of going out preaching with, you know, a teenage girl. But they also have, like, their own dances. And, you know, there's a dance party in the book. And, you know, those were a blast. And there's, you know, there's a lot of teenagers, a lot of people your age. You know, there's a camaraderie that, you know, we're all going to make it into the new system and we're fighting the world. You know, we're fighting our worldly tendencies together. So there is a lot of community and a lot of social, like, patting on the back.
Do you think many Jehovah's Witnesses will read your book, maybe under the covers, if nothing else?
That's what I hope for. This book kind of gives me closure to my identity that I don't feel ashamed about anymore. And it was it's also a hope that it gives identity to the teenager who comes knocking on your door with a watchtower, where people will go, oh, wait, there is a lot more to this person than some kid who's just trying to convert me. You know, there could be a lot more complicated stuff going on in his head. And hopefully my book brings understanding. And yeah, I hope a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses read it under the covers. I think some will. Then they won't tell anybody, and then it'll get tossed into the trash with their Playboys and their hard drives filled with porn.
The other side that that doesn't usually get talked about.
Yeah, I tend to be okay talking about stuff that usually shames people. I don't know what. Yeah, I do everything backwards. I think you're supposed to talk to a therapist about this stuff and not tell anyone else. But I'd rather just tell the world, and then, you know, one on one, we'll have polite conversation and not bring such things up.
Tony Duchesne is a writer and radio host who lives in San Francisco. His novel is called Confessions of a Teenage Jesus Jerk. He spoke with Steve Paulson.